Saturday, it will be the Pink the Rink Cancer Awareness Game. It is the biggest game of the year, and we have Natasha Lovdek-Markham as well as Jacob Anthony, the starting goaltender of the Ice Dogs, in studio. Thanks a lot for coming in early.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much.
And Natasha, it's one of our favorite games of the year. Talk about what's going to be happening on Saturday night, 7:30 at the Memorial Arena against Red Lake.
So this is our annual fundraiser game for the Dryden Regional Health Center, where we ask fans to come out and wear pink. And actually this year we're going to award a prize to the best dressed fan. We have a lot of activities planned and fundraising opportunities, and it's a real celebration of the healthcare that we're able to provide here in Dryden for those who are going through cancer treatment and have survived and thrived through it. So it's a celebratory evening as well as an opportunity for the team to give back.
Yeah, maybe expand on that. How important is this? This is a big event. I think all of us have someone, we've all been touched by someone with cancer. So this is a good chance to really come together as one.
Absolutely. You know, like you mentioned, everyone has probably been touched at one point or another with cancer. And as an organization, the Dryden GM Ice Dogs are also familiar with, you know, members of our team that have, you know, been through the cancer treatment process, are currently going through the cancer treatment process. So we really want to make sure that we can do our part to support our local healthcare center so that these individuals can stay home, have the treatment that they need, and become healthy and fight this awful, awful disease.
Jacob, you had your first experience last year. Just talk about the atmosphere and just being able to have this opportunity to help out to cancer care in our city.
It's awesome. Last year, the rink was phenomenal. All the fans were going, and it brought a lot of energy to the team, and I'm really, really excited to get it going this year. It has a little personal meaning this year, so I hope we can pull out a win because I know it means a lot to everybody and it should be a good game.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on, but you had a chance to visit the entire team, the Dryden Regional Health Center, meet with some of the patients. Just talk about that opportunity to meet firsthand with some of the patients.
It was nice to get a perspective on things of what you're playing for. Being in there, it was tough because seeing that how much they're fighting and how much their life's changed. It's awful to see what they're going through, and it's nice to be able to do something, even if it's small, to donate to them, and hopefully they can get better soon.
Great. Well said. It's the Pink the Rink game. It's 7:30 Saturday night at the Dryden GM Ice Dogs and at the Red Lake Miners. And for our Red Lake fans, their Pink the Rink game is on Friday. So, folks, make sure you go to Kosher Arena tomorrow and cheer on the Miners for their cancer game. We'll have more with Natasha and Jacob coming up here in just a bit. Two special guests in the studio, Natasha Lovdek-Markham of the Dryden GM Ice Dogs and Jacob Anthony, goaltender of the Ice Dogs, in studio as we promote the big game coming up on Saturday, 7:30 at the Memorial Arena, Dryden GM and Red Lake. It's the Pink the Rink Cancer Awareness Game. And Natasha, again, let's stress the importance of this contest.
It's an important contest because it's all about our community and giving back to our community and showing our appreciation for the services that the Dryden Regional Healthcare provides, so that when people are in their worst of dealing with this battle with cancer, that they can stay home with their family and their friends and get the treatment that they need. It's a real, you know, it's a heavy topic, cancer, but I think we do a really good job of making this evening a celebration about those who have survived, honoring those who may not have, and just being grateful for what we have in our community for anyone going through cancer.
And there'll be various fundraisers and various opportunities, prizes. Can you talk about that?
We have some really great prizes that people will have an opportunity to win. Of course, our great 50-50, thanks to the Rotary Club of Dryden, will be always a hit at the game. And, you know, we get to see the boys dressed in pink. We'll have one of their jerseys that will be for sale. So people have an opportunity to win that on Saturday night. And, it's just a great celebration and an opportunity for us to raise some money.
And there'll be some autographed placards there for fans to buy as well, and all proceeds go to the oncology unit at the hospital.
You bet. We're going to have pink posters that have been designed by our graphic design artist, Mike Nerino, and all of the players on the team are going to sign those, and we'll be able to sell those at the game for any fans who want them.
Jacob, I know this event is near and dear to your heart, and you had a special little contest going on. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so I had all the kids in grade 1 to 3 across Dryden put in a contest and design a mask for me, and I wanted to pick one that meant something to me and pick the best one. And so I picked one a little while ago, and Anita Hackman helped me find a painter, and so we found someone to sponsor that, and so yeah, it's just about done, and a young name named Brantley from New Prospect School is the winner.
Okay.
And so he should be at the game on Saturday, and I'm excited to meet him, and I'm looking forward to debuting the mask.
Oh, I can't wait to see that, and important for the guys to get involved in the community and raise awareness for this cancer research.
Yeah, all the proceeds for the mask are going to go to the oncology department, and I just wanted to do something for them. Like you said, this has a personal meaning, and I just wanted to do something, even if it's something small, maybe not too much money, maybe it is, hopefully it's a lot, but I had to do something. I know I couldn't sit around and do nothing.